titled Miles Travel, Stories of My American Journey, which is a story of Bill Miles, Coach Bill Miles, Administrator Bill Miles, Athletic Guy Bill Miles. Steve Davis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Bill Miles is an Ohio State guy. He's a Nebraska guy. He's a Kansas City guy, isn't he, Steve?
He's all of those, but more so, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, he is an interesting story, and basically, we're going to talk a little bit about his story as a football coach and administrator at Ohio State and Nebraska, and as a prep athlete coming out of Missouri. Steve, take us back now a little bit. The motivation, both for you and for Bill, to delve into and ultimately lay out his story for one and all.
People kept telling Bill that he should write a book about his life, and I bumped into him by accident. I was looking into some black history, and somebody suggested I go interview Bill Miles. And so I met him, called him up cold, met him, talked to him, had a nice chat, and that was it. And a few months later, I see him in the press box, and he says, I want to talk to you about writing a book. I want to tell my life story.
And you've had a personal affinity with Ohio State Buckeyes football over the years, right?
Oh, I graduated in 73, and I've been a loyal fan since my first game in 69.
And that's what sort of drove your awareness of Bill. Buckeye fans know who he is. He was a fixture on the sidelines for many years. He was and remains a fixture with the athletic department for a long, long time. So it was really just a sort of a happenstance that you encountered Bill upstairs on a game day Saturday.
In a press box. You and Mark were up there and encountered him on a press box, and he says, I want to talk to you about my book. And I says, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was down and turned on my tape recorder, and Miles Traveled was born.
And it's a story, Bill now in his upper 70s, but it's a story that begins back in the 1930s, I guess.
Actually, the story begins on a slave auction block in 1865 in Pilot Point, Texas, when his grandmother was sold as an infant as a slave.
Wow, so as recent as his grandmother, only like, what, two generations removed from him, and then the story begins for Bill, though, a native of Kansas City.
Native of Kansas City, born in Kansas City, started school in a two-room schoolhouse, oldest school for blacks west of the Mississippi. Grew up in segregated times, rode athletics to a college scholarship, and worked hard. And his father's saying was always, a man without an education is headed for a bad situation.
So the Bill Miles story, that is Miles Traveled, is so much more than a sports book, right, Steve?
Oh, that's right, Mike. You know, I went into this thinking, well, we're going to write a locker room book about Ohio State, and it wasn't long before Bill started talking about Satchel Paige and Jackie Robinson and Coleman Hawkins and the great jazz musicians of Kansas City that in his life that I actually took this book in a completely different direction than I started out.
And his story, Miles Traveled, the obvious interest of a city like Kansas City and how it was for Bill Miles as he developed and grew up. And then his journey took him to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right. He was a high school coach in Kansas City. And we have a saying in the book that Bill uses, the place you seek is seeking you. And he's a very religious person. And one day Tom Osborne walked into Kansas City High School and Southeast High School and said, how'd you like to coach at University of Nebraska? And at that time, it was the University of Nebraska that had just won two national championships.
Yeah, no question about it. A hugely successful football program, Coach Bob Devaney. And after a successful run there, it was off to Columbus. And we'll leave the story at there for the moment when we chat with you again. But I think people can get a sense of, and this is a pretty deep, involved book that is, it's in that 400 pages range, which really fleshes out those parts of Bill's life, Kansas City and Nebraska and Columbus, right?
The book appeals to everybody because it has enough Ohio State stories that the football fan will enjoy it, but you don't have to be an Ohio State fan to enjoy this book. I have a lady that's 100 years old next February that's reading that book right now in a nursing home in Pandora. I have a man that bought it for his 11-year-old grandson for Christmas.
Yeah, it is a great gift possibility, not just for Buckeye fans, but for fans of Americana that want to go along with Bill Miles' trip over the 70-plus years of his amazing journey. Miles Travel, Stories of My American Journey, Bill Miles, author Steve Davis. How do we get this book?
The easiest way to get this book right now is through the book website, which is www.milestraveled.com. So you just Google Miles Traveled, all one word. There's a link on there to the publisher. You can order it online. They will ship it. Obviously, I have copies in Pandora that I will sign for people. If you go on the book website, the Miles Traveled website, you can contact me through that website, and we can make arrangements to get you signed copies. I do have them at Phantasm in Ottawa and Riley Creek Pharmacy in Pandora.
Steve Davis, thank you for your time. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, Mike.
8:14 from News Radio 1150 WIMA with Dave the Dealmaker Emerson.